in Arabic beat gangsta very hard.
Wow, that's the title. Facebook description. That's
title
my,
of
my
the
Facebook
song.
About section.
That's my. That's
always
the description of me. That's my.
Hot.
That's my Tinder profile. Alright, it's gonna drop down, I feel.
Don't do that. Break it down a bit.
Oh. Oh. I don't know what to say, but my oh my, I'm so fried, but I do not smoke while I'm high. I do not smoke while I operate machinery. Look at me and I'm smoking that greenery. Look at me, so fly as can be. 5'8", but I look like I'm 6'9". Cause down there, got no behind, no loose, no screws loose. I sip a straw. Cause I like the straw's taste. I like it, I like how it makes me feel. It makes me feel real, I'm the real deal. Gold plates in my mouth, got a real grill, yeah. 22-inch rims. Not fake, got girls, they shake. They got that booty, yo, yo. Real good. Real slow. I don't know, but slow-mo's my fro. Last name Gold Hill. Call me Gold Fro. Gold Fro. Gold Fro. Gold Fro. Gold Fro. Yo, someone else go in, brother. Come on, I'm making a fool out of myself. Let's go.
We'll be two fools. All right. Yeah.
Thank you, PG. PG,
spying
look
on
at me.
This funky beat. Oh, you can't go that road. What?
Keep it PG. In between you and me, this is the real G's.
Three G's, so sick.
Joey.
Make it start to sneeze.
Aight, Joey. Ah, fuck. Alright. I'm really sorry, guys. Sometimes I don't take my medicine. I'm not able to not curse. If you understand the double negative. This song's called I'm a Sheik, Arabic Ethnic Trap Beat Instrumental.
Cool. Yeah.
But 27,000 uploads. I'm a Sheik. I'm a shade. I totally messed up that kid's bike, dude. Boom brakes don't work now. What the hell?
Yeah.
What? I went... That's incredible.
Let's you borrow his bike. You literally destroyed it.
I just destroyed it. Like, I was going down some really hard trails.
Drop that shit.
Hi. You guys are gonna love this beat so much. You'll like this beat.
Richard plays this kind of stuff all the time. You remember his like video game trap music thing? He's been on that for a while.
We're just gonna watch YouTube videos, and we're gonna tell our viewers what YouTube video that we can watch. It's gonna be a podcast, and then we're gonna commentate on it, right, live.
Okay.
So this is. I'm sorry for you guys in the car right now listening to this, because obviously you don't have you're not able to look up the video that we're gonna be commentating on, but it's gonna be fun for us, and we hope you enjoy our commentary on it. Yeah, it should be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This America's Got Talent.
He's got a ton of stuff going on.
Watching for me, ever instant along me, ever is stinky, ever funky. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
Boom!
Look at his eyes. Just watch his eyes.
Look at his eyes.
Can you just imagine him, like, in the mirror, like, practicing this to himself?
Yeah. He's got these really fat lips, you know, these really fat lips and like
very thick.
He's very, very fat, chubby face. But he must have very strong facial muscles.
Yeah, look at him go.
It's like a turn. I keep on looking at the shirt behind him and thinking it's his hair, and he's got like an afro behind him. He could probably hold his breath for a long time underwater.
That's a good commentary. I think I could beat him. How long can you guys hold your breath underwater?
I'd say like a minute. Probably not even a minute.
No. I can do 2.5 minutes.
No way.
Yeah, I've timed myself to 2.5 minutes.
Did you like train for this, or this is just
nah, this is just me like I hyperventilated a little bit beforehand and then I just
what?
Just go. And then you just try and go, but you have to do that for like a minute, and then you go.
Just like lay face down in the
water. Yeah, you just face down. You have a time, have a timer, and just the goggles.
And that's crazy. Why would you do this?
Because it's fun. Like it's nice. It's cool.
It's fun. Okay, man.
Oh, that's like a Spanish America or Spanish Got Talent.
All right, audience. What do you guys my 9 viewers? What do you guys Shoot me a Twitter message on WMFO, obviously, and recommend what YouTube video we should play to commentate on. Oh, wow, someone already sent something. Oh, Joey, you want more America's Got Talent? Awesome, Joey. Oh, not Joey, sorry, Johnny. Joey's in the studio. Are you kidding me? you want 2015, right? 2015?
Oh, right, right. 2015. Yeah. That's exactly what he's saying right now. 2015.
I mean, you said 2015.
That's the year he wants in the tweet.
You know?
Because when he tweeted WFMO, that's what was in the tweet.
Yeah. I mean, he said, I want the 10 best audition.
Yeah, misread it. What was it again?
It was actually, this guy.
Oh yeah, is that one?
Yeah, this
guy. Oh yeah,
right.
It was the ventriloquist.
Yeah,
that's what you wanted.
Yeah. This clearly says it right there in the tweet.
I'm 42 years old. I'm from London, and I'm a ventriloquist. People are pretty perplexed, shocked when you say ventriloquist, because it's not normal.
What a twat.
It is, you know, it is a weird thing. I understand that. I was always a strange kid. I like dressing up and showing off, and I used to do magic as a kid.
I know.
I started putting on puppet shows for my friends.
The weird ones always do.
I was a massive fan.
Started doing magic when they're
particularly
Sesame Street. I've always seen America as the entertainment capital of the world, so to be here now,
I like
it's
how
a big
sitting
deal.
Alone.
I know.
Huge urban
trying to make a point. Yeah,
he's doing all right. Yeah, he knows the pressure's on.
I know.
He better be funny. You just don't know, do you? It might be a disaster.
Terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Hello,
good evening.
Good evening to you. What is your name?
My name is Paul Zerdin.
Nice to meet you. Welcome to America's Got Talent.
Thank you. It's fantastic to be here.
And what is your act? What is your talent?
I'm going to do some ventriloquism.
Ooh, I love that word. So hard to say. Ventriloquism.
You said it.
You love to say that too.
I can't say it properly.
Ventriloquism. That's fun to say.
Ventriloquism.
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 Pronunciate. You just got to pronunciate. Ventriloquism.
Ventriloquism.
I saw that. Terry
Fader. I think he makes like $100 million a year.
In Vegas.
So I hear in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Is that your dream?
Yes.
What is your dream? To make $100 million?
That is more than I own at the moment.
Let's start with one.
Yes.
On winning this one. Okay, we can't wait to see it.
Thank you.
They're making him sound like he's just like super.
You know, you can have fun being a ventriloquist, right?
Oh,
this is what
42.
I like to do to confuse the sound man in the sound check and make him think the microphone has gone out of sync. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
That's weird. That is weird.
It's you not know, to looking for a radio show.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome my friend, Sam.
Easy to convey.
Oh yeah, you probably just hear this guy talking.
Yeah, so this funny. Is Sam Saylor. Hello! Not me then. Oh my god, what the heck? Sam, here we are. America's Got Talent. America's Got Talent! Look, look, look! Who are these people? These are the judges. They're staring. It's rude! They're staring! They're all staring at you.
Really?
Yeah, they're looking at your mouth.
Really?
Yeah, they're all looking to see if your mouth is moving.
Really?
Yes, but you can't tell that way because sometimes his mouth doesn't move. My mouth doesn't move. And you wonder where the heck is the sound coming from?
As he's amazing. He's a, yeah. He's a really good one.
I think so, his puppet's kind of lame, though. It's kind of a bland puppet. Yeah.
Need some work.
Yeah, he needs Ahmed the Deterrent.
Do not talk when I'm talking.
I forgot about
I was
that.
Thinking about that. How the heck was that a thing?
I know, it's hilarious.
That's
Jeff Dunham. We need to watch him afterwards. We need, we'll watch some Jeff Dunham.
Hi.
Hello. How about you two ladies coming back to my suitcase?
I like how his puppet
that
has him.
That is the
like...
luggage of love. You know, once you've had voice. Puppet, you never go back.
Right.
Too far.
I apologize.
That was it.
Time
that was
out.
So
that
short.
Was too much.
Is that it?
What? Do you want to come back out? No, I'm going to move on. Please let me come back out, please.
That's great.
No, we don't need to see
just this. Ignore him. Just ignore him. Okay. Okay. Look. Look. Stop copying me.
Stop copying me.
Look.
Look.
Seriously.
Good evening, Ahmed.
Good evening. Infidel.
So you're a terrorist?
Yes. I am a terrorist.
What kind of terrorist?
A terrifying... terrorist.
The
are
eyes.
You scared?
Not really, no.
And no?
Not really, no.
He's so funny.
How about now?
No?
God damn it. I mean, Allah, damn it. Silence!
Oh my gosh.
I kill you!
It's so messed up. Oh my god. This is not acceptable these days.
No, not at all. This was so recent, too.
So, no,
this was like 5 years ago.
Is
right?
Ahmed.
Like 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah, it's like
that's what I said. No, you said Ahmed. Is Ahmed. Silence! I kill you!
How do you spell it?
What?
How do you spell your name?
Oh, let's see. A C Flem.
His arms.
Silence!
He's flapping around. Yeah, this is definitely 2008 fashion for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
so
no one has the money. No one has
I would
the
suppose
money.
You have some sort of specialty.
Yes, I am the suicide bomber.
Ah. So you're finished.
What?
You've done your job.
No, I haven't.
But you're dead.
No, I'm not. I feel fine.
But you're all bone.
It's a flesh wound. Silence! I kill you! Happened to my feet? Son of a bitch! What the hell? Oh, wait a minute! What the hell? What are you doing? What is coming? What are you doing? Stop touching me!
For those at home, he's grabbing his legs.
Oh, yeah, he's grabbing it. Yeah, he's
I
like.
I kill
very...
you! All right, just hold on. We'll fix this. Okay, wait. What are you doing? Holy crap, I'm in the air. Wait, wait. Wait, something is backwards. Holy crap. I need some ligaments. Just sit still. Okay. I will not move my ass.
It's crazy how you think of the puppet as a completely
you
different
idiot,
character.
You don't have an ass.
But it's like just the guy's voice. It's like, what?
You hear that? That was another puppet.
Yeah, is Walter. That Walter? Yes. He scares the crap out of me. Please do not put me back in the same suitcase. Why? He has gas. Saddam's mustard gas was nothing compared to a Walter Ford.
Oh my God.
It's not funny. He will kill us. All right, listen, Ahmed, I have something to tell you.
What?
You really are dead.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I just got my flu shot.
You really are dead.
Wait, if I'm dead, that means I get my 72 virgins.
Are you my virgins? I hope not. Why? There's a bunch of ugly-ass guys out there. If this is paradise, I've been screwed.
Well, did they say it would be only female virgins?
Holy crap! I took a shower on Monday, Friday.
All right, what are you gonna watch now? I'm zoning out now at this point.
Have you seen the Would You Look at That video?
Would you look at it? Would you just look at it?
I told him to look at it.
Would you just look at it? Would you just look at it?
You know what? You probably didn't just look at it.
Yeah. You just gotta look at it.
Alright, this is what we're gonna do. Alright, let's fuck it. Sorry, I didn't say anything. Would you look at that?
Would you look at that?
Would you look at that?
Just look at it.
This is what Ed Bassmaster became famous for.
Ed Bassmaster?
Oh, look at that. What, are you wiping the windows?
Ed Bassmaster. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. That's nice and shiny.
Well, it's a 78.
Yeah, it's looking good. It looks really good.
Yeah, it's got original paint, too. And yeah. People that owned this thing before me must have put the thing away in its Long Island, New York garage every day of its life.
Oh, go figure. Look at that. Oh, look at that.
Got it for $700. It's real clean. You can work on it. It's whatever. The things are not packed real
clean. Right. There's
still a lot of room to work on.
This guy's lost his mind.
You still do it.
Park that.
Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. Look at that. You know, when I see a car like this, first thing I do is I say, would you look at that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, would you look at that?
Yeah, well.
Would you look at that?
Yeah, there's a few more blemishes on the car.
Oh, my gosh. Just look at it.
The car is not perfect.
Just look at it. Just look at it.
Yeah, well.
What the heck is that? Oh, look at it. You got me running all around the car.
Yeah, the only thing.
Oh, would you look at that? Just look at that.
I can't pull it out either. I'd have to drill it.
Would you just look at it?
Yeah, it's sad. It's the only mark.
I mean, just look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, just get a look at that.
Just get a look at it.
A cop. Oh, where is he? I'd like a look at him.
Went over and tried to fight it.
Yeah.
They told me we're not required to post warnings here in New Jersey.
Oh, would you look at that? Listen, I got pulled over in Jersey twice for not wearing a seatbelt in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Really? And got a $40 ticket. I said, would you look at that? Would you look at it? I was so mad.
Basically, they got to earn their money the old-fashioned
way. Whenever a cop writes you out a ticket, the first thing you do is you take the ticket and you say, would you look at this? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if I'd have done that, the cop did it and I wasn't there that night.
Yeah, you should have said, look at this, and that would have probably got you off if you told him to look at it.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I went over there the first time to
look
fight
at this.
It.
Yeah, you got to look at it.
And
yeah.
The cop
look at this.
Right.
Because he had to look at it first.
He didn't show up.
Yeah, because he had to look
time.
At it. Because he had to look at this.
You know what the judge did?
He probably told you to look at it.
Postponed the
he probably had to look at it and say, look at this.
And I asked him the second time I went. See, I figured I was just going to get off.
And then he said, look at it. right. And he said, look at this.
And I asked the, I asked the cop, where were you the last time?
He said, he said, look at this.
My guess is.
He probably did that. Oh, would you look at this? Oh, would you look at that? Oh, look at that. What an idiot. Would you look at this? Oh, look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
I'd have to drill it out. I've tried getting under here.
Oh, would you look at that? You got under? Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
Get from behind look at that. You can't do it.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Yeah, look at that.
And if you tell them, I'm not going to give you any consideration.
Oh, look at that. You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Yeah, I looked at it as right, and I see, you know.
He finally looked at it.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, no.
All
right. Wait, look up important videos. It's a playlist. It's a YouTube playlist.
Oh, it has the one that's like do 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 do.
Yee.
You know that? It's that
yes,
one.
Yes, it's that. Do the top one. Do all these. They're short. It's a playlist of videos.
Yee.
He looks up the color red and the color blue came up.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's time for back to school. Denim haircut. Backpacks, backpacks, come get your backpack.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
New shoes. Get yourself an outfit. Denim.
Get yourself
boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut. New shoes.
This is making me stupider. This is like watching Trailer Park Boys.
I love that show.
Haircut.
Why did they do the haircut lady again?
Oh, this is because I love this.
This lady tripped over a bench. Fruit. Orange.
Can I just brush it off for you real quick?
Let's look at the top.
Did you see what happened?
The question was...
Are you serious?
What's the yellow fruit? And he said, orange.
I didn't even feel him.
Well, that's weird. He's just sitting up there.
Thank you.
Yep.
Just going nuts. She's like, what you're sitting in my head? What the? She's like, what is going on? Oh my god.
Oh my god. Alright. We're just going to continue watching more of that guy. We're going to continue.
Wait, you got to watch this one. This is the last one you have to watch.
Okay. To chew five gum. New five.
Big Doors TV.
I was at circus practice this last semester, and we couldn't practice for like 5 minutes because I was thinking of that video of the part where the guy's like, name a yellow fruit.
Orange.
She was like, what? Was that really what the question was?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then she said orange.
Wow.
But I like lost my mind at that. It was the funniest thing ever. Yee. Wait, you have to look up. Oh crap, what is it? Oh my god.
Stop that man! Stop that man! Somebody stop it!
Donovan, I've received the diamonds. The drop will be made at 69th and Brown Hole at 4:20 p.m. If you do not have my money within 1 week, your left testicle will be framed in my office. You have 1 week to give me the money.
This boss.
Oh,
Everyone's freaking out. Everyone's freaking out.
Are they trying to see who will, like, talk to them?
I'm Donovan.
Detective. Brian.
Brian. Listen up, Brian. I have an offer that you cannot refuse.
Okay.
Because if you do, you will regret it for the entirety of the rest of your life. Right now with me.
Sounds like a threat.
I have over 2,000 10-carat diamonds.
You want to trade some drugs for some diamonds?
I got into a bad business. I got to get rid of these diamonds. I got to get rid of these diamonds.
I'm not
gonna. No, man, I can't.
I'm not gonna rob you.
Oh, fuck this. Fuck this.
People are picking it up.
I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I've won out.
I need my money.
Boss, I don't know what to tell you. I can't do this anymore. You're gonna have to find someone else.
The consequences will be paid.
I'm leaving the country. Oh, God.
Shit. I should've just chilling the bus stop and you hear
this. Just check this guy. This guy is like... That's what they're trying to do.
Six cop cars and a helicopter? You guys are crazy.
That's how you guys generate a lot of calls. For like 4 or 5 calls.
So. Just okay. So you know, this last one was emergency calls on Sawyer. It's not a security guard at Sawyer. And if he was closer,
this is like actually illegal.
Yeah.
So we have already like 4 calls just went out, you know, okay. About you guys' vehicle, people getting taken hostage, you know, okay. Just crazy stuff. It's not normal.
You're going for the night?
Yes, sir.
You can't be doing this anymore, guys.
No,
yes,
guns down, right?
No, sir.
Good. All right, guys, thanks for watching. Be sure to subscribe.
That's what I wanted to do.
And, yeah, that's definitely a wrap on this one. Peace.
That's so obnoxious.
That was very obnoxious. But, like, they got away with it.
Why did they do that?
Didn't they?
Have you
they
seen...
They got a helicopter to do that.
Do you know about Remy Gaillard?
Dude, Remy's my boy. I know him.
Do you really?
I love those videos.
Oh. I'm related to him, though.
No, you're not.
Dude, I love Remy, dude. Remy Gaillard. Gaillard. Let's just, dude, oh my god, he's so... The funny thing is, he barely has any view, any, like... All his stuff is, like, 10 years old, and everything's got 10
yee.
Million. What's up with this yee? What is this?
You didn't yee. See that video. It was, like... Boop, 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 boop,
boop,
yee.
My favorite one is when he's the snail in the middle of the highway. Stopping traffic.
Oh, okay, it gets bored though, it gets boring. She's like, what? She doesn't know what to do.
French.
C'est un faisant important, quoi? Let me read out what it says. It says, c'est en faisant n'importe quoi qu'on devient n'importe qui.
Oh.
I don't know. It's in doing what's not important that one becomes not important.
Not important here?
Something like that. It's really deep though, isn't it? It's kind of deep.
Yeah, a little bit. Very deep for a guy that just was climbing up an elevator shaft.
Mm-hmm. Alright, what should we do? Best pranks. Let's just do some best pranks. Yeah, I first found out about him from his marathoning. The marathon prank that he did.
What did he do?
It's this guy just going walking out. He's not even wearing shoes.
It's of him.
He's noticeably shorter than the rest of these guys because they're like all volleyball players.
On débute cette retransmission par un sourire parce que la personne que vous avez vu chanter la Marseillaise n'est pas un membre de l'équipe.
They're just totally cool with him. Why are they doing? Why are they cool with him?
They're like following him.
Ah, c'est très bien, monsieur qui s'invite, parfait, c'est formidable.
C'est n'importe qui.
Oui, voilà, bonjour monsieur n'importe qui.
Voilà. Bonjour, ça va?
Vous êtes parfait, vous permettez que je termine ma question?
Il n'a pas de numéro. C'est un plaisantin, qui a réussi son pari.
Cette audience du président de la République avec les responsables viticoles régionaux vient à peine de se terminer. Elle aura duré un peu plus que prévu. C'est peut-être bon signe pour eux, elle a duré plus d'une heure. Les viticulteurs ne sont pas venus ici porter de revendications.
Je disais donc, quand Michel Gros, le directeur sportif de l'équipe, dit que Laurent peut terminer dans les 10 premiers du tour, il exagère ou pas? Non, je pense que Michel, il connaît très bien.
Regardez le regard de Luc Marquet qui se dit, mais qui est ce jeune homme?
Je crois à l'introduction sportive. Et les champions qui sont là. Je vais te dresser, il y a un jeune champion. On va
Je suis là.
Voilà, on applaudit les champions. Bravo. Voilà. Il passe le relais.
Bonsoir à tous. Voilà, j'ai un mot à dire.
Le choc. Deuxième journée du top 14.
It's rugby.
Et je déclare officiellement les Jeux Olympiques du n'importe quoi ouverts. Merci à tous.
Yeah, so the phrase is it's by doing whatever that one becomes whoever. That's what it is.
Ah, that's awesome. Is this real? Are these real things?
Yeah.
Finaliste du tournoi de Wimbledon en 98.
S'est passé quelque chose, Julien? J'ai l'impression.
Mais attends, tu vas casser le bateau, ça, je te signale.
Bonjour à tous. Bah non, bon réveil à tous.
Mais qui êtes-vous, monsieur? Ah, qui êtes-vous?
Qu'est-ce
qui s'est passé? Le plateau a été envahi.
Alors, je voudrais juste dire merci à notre service de sécurité. C'est bien ça, tous les jours. Ici, le matin, parfois, on a peur. Bravo.
En sélection, qu'est-ce que c'est que
salut,
ça?
Bonjour, c'est n'importe qui. Ça va?
Bah, bonjour, bah, ça devait arriver en direct.
Mais surtout, t'as pas de micro.
Voilà, il a pas de micro, alors on n'entend pas. C'est n'importe qui, c'est un film censuré, c'est ça?
Voilà, maintenant au moins on pourra dire qu'on a vraiment tout essayé. C'est en faisant n'importe quoi qu'on devient n'importe qui. Il faut le savoir. Et voilà, je vous remercie à tous.
Il n'y a pas de problème. Ah, ça nous était pas arrivé depuis la nuit.
Vous êtes une émission sympathique, oui, vous êtes un animateur sympathique. Par contre, vous avez bossé pour TF1 et un jour, oui, ça se paye.
Attention, attention. Ah, elle était là.
Ils ont un news anchor.
Rémi, j'aurais été déçu du contraire, oui, cela dit.
Can't be real.
On l'avait demandé à personne. Merci beaucoup, Rémi Gaillard.
I've seen everything on this.
Oh my love this one. He goes up like he's a bodybuilder. The guy next to him is like, what?
Il sera 395.
Bon, vite dans le public, il y a un monsieur qui l'a fait, qui est peut-être un futur candidat d'ailleurs.
Regardez bien, Béatrice.
Alors, monsieur, on vous écoute.
Bonjour, pourtant c'était facile. Il y a un proverbe qui dit que c'est en comptant n'importe comment qu'on devient n'importe qui. Donc, merci. 9 fois 75 égale 95, 8 plus 3 égale 100, 8 divisé par 9 égale 200. 95 plus 100 plus 200 égale 395. C'est vraiment facile. Mmh. Merci.
Il a suivi là.
Non, j'ai pas suivi.
8 plus 3 equals 100. 8 divided by 9 equals 0.
Going to play tennis, guys. You guys, come.
How does he not get arrested? He does.
Oh.
But you don't go to jail. He's also an ex-soccer player, so he's super famous. Like, he has a lot of money for playing soccer.
Does he? He's never made any money playing soccer. He's very good at soccer, but he doesn't.
He was on a professional team.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe I'm just wrong.
He is amazing at soccer.
Yeah, you've seen his like soccer trick shot videos,
so
right?
Good,
he's so good. Attendez, bougez pas.
C'était obligé, hein.
Bougez pas. Je vais présenter.
Attends.
Même là. Excusez-moi. Il y a un garçon qui vient d'arriver sur la scène. Maintenant, il se passe des choses. Il se passe des choses sur scène. Je peux pas tout vous dire.
Holy shit.
The fuck?
What?
He just flashed everyone.
That cannot be real.
Yeah, it's real.
Ça s'arrête au bout de combien de temps?
Tu te dénerves.
Ciao les gars, j'y vais.
Bon, bah écoutez. On aurait pu s'en douter en invitant Rémi Gaillard.
Wait, so he does get arrested?
It is in doing whatever that one becomes whoever.
On invite.
Dang. So how does he get out of jail so much?
Yeah, it's just he's so famous, everyone knows him. He's like this is the best one he's done. This is one of the fast ones he's ever done.
He's racing a train. Running on the highway, oh my god.
This got him so famous, just this thing.
That's so dangerous. Why would you do that? Professional bushing.
Yeah, this bushing is...
Hedging, dude. Extreme hedging.
Il peut y en avoir plus, je vais le faire. He's saying, I will never forget, I will never forget.
I actually understood French, but I kind of understand Spanish and French, so it's a nice pickup. Sounds like a party. He's using the grocery conveyor belt as a treadmill. It's gonna hurdle it.
Beulah, he's mad.
Have you guys heard of coning?
Yeah. You grab the ice cream.
We did that at Cal.
That's creepy.
That's so creepy.
Walking out at the exact time the game was
about. He timed it.
He's fucking up the scale so badly. He's destroyed.
Why is that kind of trench coat?
We can bounce whenever you guys want.
Yeah, my ears are getting warm.
A battle with pride and ego. A journey that started long ago. A lifetime of passion and woe. Rebel inside.
Is that
vous arrêter de filmer, s'il vous plaît?
Vous êtes sur un stationnement interdit, monsieur.
Regarde-moi ces enfoirés, franchement, on ne peut plus se garer nulle part. Bon, ne l'oubliez pas, c'est en faisant n'importe quoi qu'on devient n'importe qui. Je le fais pour moi, je le fais pour la France. Attention, c'est parti!
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems. Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one. Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heatstroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked in the car?
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that
a message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
left.
You
are not going to.
Then what you're
going
to do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights. So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going
to
want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going
to do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights.
Happy
and then
about
take
it.
The next left.
I don't really
then
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I heard
later
last
tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.